Today's scripture text comes from John 8, verses 31 and 32. Very familiar passage. Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now you'll note that this is an if-then logic statement. If you abide in my word is our part. That is the condition by which we receive three advantages, rewards from our Lord Jesus. He says, then you are truly disciples of mine. A disciple is a learner or student. The root word, of course, is discipline, which means training. Truly, we will be of and for Christ if we abide in his word. The second reward is that we will know the truth. Most people don't know the truth. That is an intimate knowledge of the intimacies of God. God has called us as friends because he has shared with us what he's doing and why he's doing it. And then the final consequence, the ultimate reward for anyone, is the truth shall make you free. Later on, Jesus says in verse 36, "If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Indeed, freedom is what we strive for. It is the condition of being able to act and move as we wish and as we desire. Later we will talk about liberty, which builds upon freedom. But freedom is the foundational state that one must be in order to serve Christ. Now you'll notice that the if is, if you abide in my word, then these are truly yours. To abide in Jesus' word is to live or dwell there. The common vernacular would say, where you are at. That's what Jesus needs from us, for us to be in his word and of his word. Interestingly, and even ironically, the context that follows, the Jews said that they had never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? That was ridiculous. The Jews were in political bondage to an occupation army second to none on the face of the earth at that day. The Roman legions walked the streets. Politically, they were anything but free. But Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever." It is spiritual freedom that Jesus is talking about, the freedom from our sins. That's why he came, according to Matthew 1:21. And Jesus also came to give us the power to repent and overcome our sins. That is the good news of the New Testament. The key here is to abide in the word of Christ. On our part, that means a life devoted to the New Testament teachings, absorbing his word on a daily basis through reading, reflection, study, memorization, and yes, discussion of the word of God.